We have local act Saint Street with us. They've just released their debut album. It's called Motions. Hi, Laura, Amy, and Jess.
Hello.
Hello.
You're here to tell us all about the album Motions. Can you let us in on Motions?
Sure.
Yeah, it's Motions is the second project we've made together. We did an EP in 2020, and it is something of a monument, I think, to our friendship and now our partnership in
music.
And
we're still friends.
Yeah.
What was the writing recording process like?
Exhausting, in a good way.
Yeah, we did it all ourselves, so that in itself is a lot to take on, to write, record, produce, to be able to critique each other.
And that was a journey.
Yeah, in a nice way,
though. Yeah, learning each other's boundaries.
Putting
and
your ego aside a little bit.
Yeah, there was a bit of
But
started about a year ago.
Yeah.
But then we really got into it in probably about September.
September, yeah.
Yeah, and it's been go ever since, pretty much.
What do you hope people will take away from Motions after listening to it?
I think we were talking about this earlier, the kind of a way that nobody has a unique experience. Mm. Your perspective on it is always going to be different depending on where you come from and who you are. But like Laura said, and it made me laugh this morning, no one's had a unique thought. So it's like, but in the best way possible, that you're...
Yeah, it's comforting.
You're never on your own, you know? And that's true for us as friends and then us giving the music to other people.
And it gets better.
Yeah,
you're
it does
a
get better.
Circle.
Trust me, yeah.
What's something you think people don't expect from you as an artist?
I think a lot of our influences and stuff are very obvious, I think, but I always catch myself laughing at the fact that we're all actually classically trained. That's how we came to music.
Oh, wow.
Laura and I were classical guitar players and
I played the piano.
And
it doesn't sound like it at all.
No.
But that is where we started.
Yeah.
And we bonded over our love for bands and artists that we like collectively.
Mm.
And that they weren't classical artists by any means.
Yeah.
But I don't know, we kind of fell back on it a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
The kind of musical training helped a bit to have a common language.
Mm.
But you would not expect it listening to the music at all.
No, I don't think so.
Because we don't use those skills very much.
Do you have a favourite track off the album?
Ooh.
It's like choosing a favourite child.
It really is.
It depends on the mood. I think at the moment I still am in a moment of adoration for Karma.
Mm.
I'm just so proud of how that one turned out.
I think collectively we all gravitate towards Wonderland.
Yeah.
Because it was...
I love that one.
It wasn't the last song we wrote, but we put it last because it feels like a good way to close off the album.
Yeah, it feels very like resolute and full circle.
Yeah, but it really changes every day.
Yeah, and some of them we're like more proud of, I'd say, than others because they took us so much effort to get to.
Yeah.
Whereas some of them were very easy. Like I'm Obsessed With You, the first track that's not intro. That's one of my faves.
Yeah. Wonderland's actually my favourite track.
Oh, nice.
That's
so
nice.
We will be hearing that in a moment.
Fabulous. I'm glad you like it.
Do you have a favourite gig or backstage story?
Ooh.
We were thinking about this.
I think for us, typically it's the getting there proves the good stories. Too many times to count. It's like one of the times that sticks out to me is we were scurrying across a road to get to Lyric Underground.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a tambourine in my snare bag and I sounded like a court jester going across
so
the road.
Funny.
That changed me as a person.
I like the story that we were in Nungarran, and we were about 2.5 hours away from Perth. We had done a little road trip to play a festival, and we stayed in one of the hotels there, and it's a really old hotel because...
Like classic country town hotel.
There's nowhere really to stay, only one or two places because it's so small. And so we walked in and it was beautiful.
So beautiful.
But kind of
creepy. Felt a bit haunted.
Yeah, and the locals told us that it is haunted or they think it's haunted, so... Needless to say, I didn't go to the bathroom on my own.
No,
that
Laura
night.
Woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning and was like, "Can you come with me to the bathroom?"
There were creepy dolls and stuff.
Oh, it was so good though.
It was only the second most haunted hotel.
Yeah?
It wasn't.
It was oh, an, yeah, no, it was an experience. One was more haunted, but yeah, that yeah. was great. And Tom it really from, set the scene for the festival.
Yeah, Tom from Koi Pond told me that.
Okay.
It's like, it's the second most, you'll be fine.
All right, good to know.
What's a tour without a ghost story?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's next for you?
We can't put the tools down. I think that's kind of what's going on. And so we're itching to get a live set primed and ready.
Yeah.
And then start playing shows again. It feels like it's been so long.
Yeah. But I love that we finished the album and then literally probably the session after we finished the album, Amy was like, I wrote a song I want to show you guys.
Isn't that always the way?
Yeah. The writing doesn't stop.
But no, so finished. I think there'll be more of that. Yeah. But yeah, I think we're going to be looking at the
live again.
Side of stuff. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Well, thank you so much to Laura, Amy, and Jess from Saint Street.
Thank